gave it up. Let's get enthusiastic. Let's get down with the program.
He sounds so drunk in that.
I think he may have had a couple.
Get down with the program.
Get down with the program.
God, dude, he could have been the African Bill Cosby. And by that, I mean like the raper.
He sounded like him a little bit there. That was Hot Hot Pepper on the vocals. Did you see Pepper's buddy made us a number one horse fucking podcast?
I saw that.
Very nice graphics.
It was beautiful, man. I saw it. They made me chuckle pretty
good. It made
good.
Me chuckle. I didn't retweet it initially. I think Pepper, he didn't get upset, but he's like, this deserves more than it's getting. But my dad is a Twitter lurker.
Yeah.
And I think he's like, what's the number one horse fucking podcast mean?
But
so you got to take that into consideration. But I'm a grown man. Yeah. It's what I do. And I am a part of the number one horse fucking podcast. So you can't run from who you are.
But your dad also reads Horse Fucker Weekly.
He does.
So he probably saw us on the cover.
He's gotten
at some
it.
Point.
He's gotten it for years.
Before. It's probably why we ended up morphing into basically horse fucking stories.
Yeah.
Did you see that clip of Sarah Silverman's show where Ken Marino comes out in a fake political ad? Where he says he's being elected to like senator or something. And he's like, I'm just going to get out in front of this story before you do, but I did put my dick in a horse.
I did
ago.
Not see that. But,
yeah.
Interesting.
So I'm not going to say that.
They heard it here first.
But
they may have.
I'm saying that horse fucking's on the...
it's on the up and up.
It's on the tip of what everyone's talking about.
On the tip of everyone's horse dick. Before I forget, and related, happy birthday to Jackson Roberts. On the 19th.
Oh, wow.
His girlfriend Mackenzie emailed me at danishthemayor@gmail.com.
Fuck yeah.
Said it was all he wanted and said if she didn't do it, he was going to leave her and would leave her and her cats homeless. So who are we to
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. So happy birthday, Jackson. You run a tight ship.
Yeah. Congratulations. And don't kick anybody out. It's done.
Yeah.
The hostage. Don't hold the home hostage.
Mackenzie's done her job. And,
yeah, it's a good job.
Let the cats stay, I guess, if that's what you're into.
You can still kick the cats out. They'll be fine on the streets.
How many cats are we talking? I mean, no one can answer me right now, but get in touch with us.
If it's more than two, then you might have to boot them.
She have four?
That's excessive cats. Four?
Yeah.
What's like a decent number?
Does he have like a mansion or like a farm? Four is, it's a lot.
Yeah. If you don't have a couple, like several acres from, and they're not basically most of the time outdoors. At one point at the motel, we did have 20 cats.
Where are they? Outside?
Outside. We had a cat shed.
That's fine.
It's called the cat shed.
And you would put like unruly motel people, residents in there for punishment?
No.
Tie catnip, you tie them down, put catnip on their body?
No, but it was built like on the side of one of the rooms. And so sometimes they would fight and fuck in there. And
it
I'm sure
have
people
sounded
heard it.
Crazy. Did you ever put bags on people's head like Chuck Norris?
With cats in it.
Missing in action.
Yeah.
And cats tear their faces off.
We see that with the local kids, the neighborhood kids.
Well, that's good. Speaking of kids, if you're squeamish, you may want to fast forward the program.
Is this, what does it involve first?
This involves, I believe, child abuse.
Okay.
In the highest degree.
Okay. Is this getting real serious?
This is from Hieronymus. And I take what I'm saying with a grain of salt, but this is bad. What you're going to hear.
Okay. If you have children listening to the show,
yeah.
They should never be listening to the show.
That's true.
So just
without
let them keep
you,
listening.
Without you there.
Yeah.
Mother recently threw a one-year-old son an over-the-top Guy Fieri-themed birthday party. And I believe this is abusive. I believe it's not.
Do you think this would have been his choice?
I don't think it would. Look at that. This guy is going to have to live with this the rest of his life.
Yeah,
this poor child.
This guy's wearing a baby flame shirt. No child should have to endure
this.
There's
a nacho tower to his right. He's digging into a cake with his hands.
Dude,
this is abuse.
If this guy starts driving a vintage Firebird convertible and talking like a shithead, it's your fault. It's his parents' fault.
They said it was complete with matching flame-covered shirts, a sleek hot rod. Temporary tattoos, a cake shaped like extreme
temporary
nachos,
tattoos.
And ranch dressing fountain.
No.
This kid's 1 year old.
Did you say ranch dressing fountain?
I said a ranch dressing fountain.
Ranch dressing fountain.
Yeah, fountain.
Dude, that is what's going to make me throw up, thinking about a ranch dressing fucking fountain.
What do? Just dip your hand in there?
What the fuck?
You take a carrot, you dip your whole fucking dirty hand in there?
Dude, what do these guys do for Halloween? They bob for apples and ranch dressing?
I don't know.
It's fucking disgusting.
They sound like real wild cards.
Who the fuck is doing that?
So when I read...
Oh, ranch dressing basically makes me want to throw up anyway.
Yeah, I saw a picture of it. It just looks like a fondue fountain of like jizz. It was horrible. The woman's name is Natalie Stein. And good thing I read through this because I got nervous when I got to this paragraph. Don't worry.
The kid's ill?
They thought he was.
Okay.
So his name's Campbell. when he was born, the doctors told her he had a rare condition that would make it nearly impossible to eat common foods.
Wait, what does that mean? Like you can't eat Flamin' Hot Cheetos?
She told Time like a pretzel could put him in liver failure, which is a tough way to live.
So what does he? What would he eat?
Like, I don't,
what do you mean a pretzel would murder him?
What do you eat? I don't know. Water? I don't know.
Dude, that's crazy.
So when she found out he was only a carrier for the ailment, which he may not be able to have kids, I don't know.
He might pass it along.
Who knows? Anyway, and he could eat anything that he wanted to try. She knew exactly where she wanted to take him. Flavor Town. Imagine if she thought he had AIDS. What's she going to do? Like, bring in fucking hookers?
He's only a carrier for it. So we're going to bring him to Magic Johnson's playground.
Yeah. We're going to bring him needles and other stuff.
We rented him the movie Philadelphia. Everything's going to be great for this kid.
So she, so she threw him the big party. She said the idea wasn't out of the blue. When he was born, she was goofing around with her newborn and snapped a photo of him in her sunglasses with his hair spiked up with sunblock.
Do these people need to get away from Guy Fieri? They might have to go into some sort of detox program.
She said, we were looking at him and thought, this kid looks just like Guy Fieri, she said in a phone interview.
What? How can a child look like Guy Fieri?
Even if he does, you shave his head and you start over. You dye his hair black.
Yeah, give him a scar or something.
You get rid of his flavor saver. Does this kid have a goatee?
I wouldn't doubt if they put it on, like I've glued one on his face.
This is not the claim to fame you want for the rest. This is going to follow this poor guy. He's going to be in college and be like, hey, remember your shitty birthday
party? This guy might get a drug problem later in life when he starts looking at these photos.
You shouldn't have done it, Mom.
Trust me, I was Guy Fieri. I had a flame shirt on.
I hate Guy Fieri.
He's going to be in prison with Brandon Dassey.
My mom gave me an over-the-top birthday party, but it was just a Sylvester the Stallone over the top.
Yeah, he's like, well, you know what I did?
He's had
Guy Fieri.
He's had wrestling-themed parties from day one. There's no other way.
Oh, side note, you have to watch, if you haven't seen the new Vice, it's all about voodoo wrestling, basically.
Oh, I saw
unbelievable.
I saw a snippet of that. I didn't watch it. I saw like a little thing on
the guy
there.
Who's really like the pioneer of it.
It's in the Congo.
Yeah, dude, it's big, crazy.
Wrestling's really taken off.
Dude, they lit a live chicken on fire.
As part of the wrestling?
Yes.
I'd get behind that.
And it ran around.
Is PETA behind this?
No, dude, it was crazy. And the guy who's like the pioneer of it.
Is it part of the match or is it just like?
Yeah, dude, because they do voodoo to like when they do shit to weaken you and stuff. Like guys are lighting things on fire. Guys are pulling, you know, like they used to pull the chicken guts out of like where they thought that you had cancer or something. Yeah. Guys are doing that in the ring.
Are they like sticking needles in a doll that looks like the other guy? And he's like, oh my eye.
I didn't see that. But the guy who's the pioneer of it, he said, I saw Hulk Hogan. And I said, this man is a god. He loved Hogan. He said Hogan was like his hero.
So Hogan's to blame for this chicken's death.
Yeah.
Hulk, yeah. Blood's on your hands, brother.
It's crazy what you might think. The influence that you don't even know that you're having on some fucking random place.
Mom, I want to go to the Congo. I heard the wrestling there is top notch. Like, you can see the chicken get cooked in front of you and then eat it.
Dude, I felt bad for this chicken. Oh,
it's
still
horrible.
Fucking,
it's terrible.
He poured this shit on it and then it just burst into flames while the guy was holding it.
Jesus.
But, all right, let's go back.
I heard Brutus the Barber Beefcake join that federation.
Dude, I wouldn't doubt.
He's over there. You're like, what the fuck?
Wait, the Bushwhackers are here?
The Bushman Whackers? Of course.
Oh, dude, he really, that'd be great. Him and his brother, the Bushman Whackers.
Sounds like people would jerk the Bushman off.
I'm the blowjob soup maker.
Yeah, I throw blowjob soup in your face, yeah. Blind you.
Oh, he does the rituals.
He'd be a great wrestling man because he's so small. So when those huge guys pick him up and throw him.
Oh, there's women, like big tittied women. Just
I saw like the head guy. Oh, I think I did see the main woman was like this big jacked lady.
Yeah.
I saw a little brief thing of her.
She's beating the shit out of these dudes. She runs like a wrestling academy.
I got to watch that.
Yeah, it's good.
Also, they say for this family, over the top first birthday parties are a tradition.
Wait, what does that mean? Like she had one or husband had one?
When her older son turned one, it was mid-presidential election cycle, so she dressed him up as all the candidates and took photos of him. Like, so did you dress him up
like
as a woman?
This is not anything to do with the child whatsoever. This is like a fantasy camp for you, so you can just dress him up as a doll.
She says torturing a baby on their first birthday is just payback for everything they've done. She says laughing.
Wow, good.
Yeah.
Good outlook on child rearing.
Wait till they put you in a nursing home. It's not going to be a nice one.
By the way, all the shit you did to me, the Guy Fieri party, the fucking presidential candidate shit, now we're going to lock you up.
Here, see if you can breathe with this pillow over your mouth. She said she was willing to go over the top for the parties, and it doubles as a fun get-together for her staff with around 150 people. What the fuck is this lady doing?
By the way, how does this make news once?
I don't know.
How is this fucking news?
Took her a month to plan this party.
It took a month. You just get a flame shirt, and you get a shitty cake.
Thanks to her determination, a year spent working as a party planner before
if she didn't have that, it probably would have never come together.
By the way, opened 3 bakeries in Southern California. Do these people live in California?
Are they in L.A.?
I
would go in there and throw a fucking Guy Fieri flaming, while it's on fire,
what
throw
you're
it
doing
in their
is
shop.
Abuse. Stop it. Stop the nonsense. Well, Stein hasn't really watched Fieri shows. I can give her applause for that. Thank you.
Wait, why? You're not even a fan of this guy?
No, which is bizarre. She says she knew generally what he touched on and wanted the food to...
I had a broad idea of what his show is.
Yeah, I got a gist of it.
Oh, really? It's on the Food Network and he drives around? Really? So you can put the pieces together? You're a very smart lady.
She wanted the food to reflect his frequent trips on Triple D. Even though you wouldn't even watch one episode. You'd take a month planning a party. You can't do one thing of research.
I love how this story is such a nod story that they're like saying like maybe there was a chance that this party couldn't have come together if this lady wasn't such a top-notch party planner.
Oh, thank God she was a party
Christ.
Planner. There was a slider station, a mac and cheese array. I don't even know what that means, an array. What is it, like falling from the sky? Guy Fieri-themed cookies and a nacho bar. But it was the milkshake bar with toppings like lollipops, gummy eggs, cookies, and ribbon candy that she deemed the biggest hit. Oh, that sounds horrible, too.
Dude,
with a lollipop and a milkshake.
We're such fucking gluttons. You know what? People in Africa would love to drink nothing but ranch dressing.
She said it was flavor town to the extreme. I was cracking up. This lady sounds like a real wild card.
Also, she sounds like she's got too much time on her hands.
Sounds like you got a great sense of humor.
Hey, why don't you go to the bakery more often? Because it sounds like you're just wasting time doing nothing.
She said the other standout was the ranch dressing fountain that came from the bizarre gift shop of the Hidden Valley Ranch website. They sell ranch fountains.
No, shut the fuck up.
Where people could dip vegetables or chicken wings into the dressing. Ugh.
Sounds like not only the most
horrible,
unsanitary thing, it sounds like the most vile thing. Ugh. I would rather have a dog shit fountain than a fucking ranch dressing fountain.
So apparently all this food was like life-size food because she wanted the kid to feel like he was the mayor of Flavor Town.
What does that mean? Life-size?
Sitting in a town of food, and that's how the food became, I think, like his size. So he was just sitting amongst all this fucking giant food.
Shrink it down? Oh, no, she made it bigger.
Made all the stuff big. And so he was like, she wanted him to feel like the mayor of Flavor Town.
What a waste of food.
Yeah, I'm sure this didn't all get eaten. Although she did, I did see, I don't know if it was in this article or another one.
She donated the fucking ranch dressing.
She donated like
the
she somehow like turned this into like a canned food drive or something. So like,
the homeless guy's like, what am I going to dip in this fucking ranch dressing?
It's old, it's hot. It's
the guys just dipping their fucking fingerless gloves.
I can't imagine people at a party dipping their gross. Kids are there? Which I wouldn't even go near it.
Somebody sneezes in it?
Oh.
Just recycling?
She wants her son to put his face up to wheeze the juice of this ranch fountain? Oh,
Pauly Shore party?
Hey, buddy. He comes in. Pauly Shore.
He could actually show up.
Hey, buddy. They had cake shaped like giant food, including a stack of pancakes, a hamburger, nacho. This is a lot of
How
food.
How many cakes are this?
For a one-year-old. And a slice of pizza being dipped into Pula Ranch dressing. She had the cake he was eating with his hands was a cake masquerading as a giant piece of Swiss cheese. So happy birthday to this kid. If this is your first, good luck for the rest of your life.
And may God have mercy on your soul.
Yeah, I believe this is abuse. If when you're of age, you want to sue, we can come in as character witnesses and say that this we think
yes,
this
we
is
did.
Abuse.
You could have this episode. What is this, 164?
Probably.
Four? And you can bring this up as evidence. With your case.
That's, I don't support that. Glad the kid's only a carrier and he can eat whatever he wants. But unfortunate that it led to this horrific birthday party.
It's a lot of other people. Why you go like an Alton Brown party or in honor of the
emerald.
Great...
I'll take an emerald.
The guy who... Anthony Bourdain. Why don't you do that?
Yeah. Post...
Honor the man?
Yeah.
You could have...
Recently departed.
Yeah.
Yeah, you could do Bobby Flay.
A lot of choices.
You could go...
You could do our favorite...
You could go Paula Deen. A racist party. Could have a Michael lookalike.
All the food has burning crosses on it.
Happy birthday. Heard you may have had disease.
I heard Michael's in prison now.
Michael? When I first saw Michael, I thought he was a big old pervert.
I met this guy named Michael.
Could have a Brandon Dassey party.
That's what I would do.
You could put him in Jankos, a jail suit.
You know what you could do? You could dress the kid up as skinny Brandon Dassey and fat Brandon Dassey.
You do it before and after.
Yeah.
After he eats the cake, he's all fat.
Why don't you do a Giada? Just a big old titty cake.
Sure.
Big old
Giada's titty cake. Single now, I think.
What?
Yeah, she left.
Single,
that.
Ready to mingle?
She left that guy. Why not Rachel Ray?
Yeah.
Put him in a body suit.
Put him in a body suit,
Johnny.
It's the Rachel Ray if she was in fucking Karate Kid.
Yeah, put him in a body suit.
She's like, I don't need a body suit.
I'm in a body suit. You want me to put him in a body suit? Why? Yeah, there's a lot of people. You could have gone with Amber-O with the crazy white hair from, it looks like she's in Armed and Dangerous.
You would go old school. Let's go Julia Childs.
Or that Asian guy. Remember that guy?
Yeah.
That guy was great. I didn't even know his name.
I know you're talking
about. You could even go Bob Ross. Why not?
Hired Chef. There's a lot of things you can do here.
You could go Morimoto. Great ponytail and fucking sports glasses.
Simon? Did you already say Simon?
Michael Simon? Yeah. I did not. No.
Man, a lot of options here besides guy. And they're all legit chefs.
Yeah. So there's that. I want to do, we haven't done this in a while. Who did it better? This is a competition. Who did this? It's two people doing pretty much the same thing.
You guys get your scorecards out at home and play along.
Who wins this competition? First entrant, this is from Yorgos.
Yorgos.
I don't know where he's from or
that's
if that's his real name.
Yorgos.
This is BBC.
I named my first child that, boy or girl.
Yorgos.
It's going to be Yorgos.
Yeah. Not Argos. It's Yorgos. So a guy in India, a bus driver. He's been suspended. He let a monkey drive the bus.
I don't think he should have been suspended for this, by the way.
He let a monkey drive the bus.
I fully support this.
Not one of the 30 or so passengers on board the vehicle in southern Karnataka state complained about the monkey driving.
No problem with this.
However, when a video of the relaxed and apparently competent Langur monkey taking the wheel went viral.
I love competent. It's very competent.
Who knows? This thing could have gone to driver's ed. We don't know that.
You think he passed his driving test? I think he passed
not
the written.
Not on the first try.
I think he passed the written, but he hasn't taken the driving.
The driver's action, the employer took action when this video got out.
Dude, this is the problem with cell phones. You know what? All the riders on there had a great story about how a monkey drove the bus that morning, but somebody with a fucking camera had to ruin it.
It says the safety of passengers cannot be put at risk by, in quotes, allowing a monkey on the steering wheel, a spokesman said. They have to make an announcement like, we as a company don't support this. Oh, really?
And by the way, here's the reason. We don't think that monkeys are capable of driving a bus.
We think gorillas are much better suited. They're violent, but they are good drivers.
Did you hear about the actor from Ray Donovan who got a DUI? He was drunk, and he was too drunk to drive, so he let his 2-year-old steer.
What?
Yeah, got pulled over.
Fuck? I'd rather a monkey, I think, than a 2-year-old. Somewhat unsurprisingly, it says this has not been an entirely popular decision with internet users who are loving the clip.
I think it's great.
Someone said, Paraghita tweeted, so sweet, why suspend? He should have been warned not to repeat this. Give him a warning. Something tells me he's never going to be in this situation again.
But what if every morning he lets his monkey drive?
Did the monkey...
But also, I think that monkey should get part of his pay.
Yeah, it's true. Did
Maybe
the monkey pay for a
on.
Ticket? How did the monkey get on?
Yeah, does he know this monkey?
I don't know. Maybe he's a former race car driving monkey.
Could be. Competed, retired now, but still yearns to get behind the wheel.
The government's road transport corporation, which only learned of the unusual driver's actions after the video went viral. They didn't know about it. According to witnesses, the monkey boarded the vehicle with another passenger, but refused to sit anywhere but up front.
It's a Rosa Parks of monkeys here.
Yeah.
What the fuck are you talking
won't
about?
Won't go to the back. It's going to go to the front.
Wait, it walked on just with person?
With some guy.
So it was a trained monkey.
I don't know.
Or it just came on.
Maybe it was following this guy.
Dude, I love it. This story gets so much better.
Maybe, who knows? Maybe a private eye following this guy around town.
See, maybe it's a man in a monkey suit.
Could be. We don't know. The driver, named as M. Prakash, seemed to be unconcerned by the turn of events.
Look, he gets on the bus. Oh. He won't go to the back of the bus.
Well, looks like he's up front, guys.
It looks like he's driving.
Well, he's throwing shit now at the windshield. Let's be cool, everybody.
Just let him drive.
He's gonna kill someone.
I would, if he wouldn't let the monkey drive, and I was on that bus, I would chant, "Let him drive, let him drive,"
just like crash into a lake.
Mom, I'm in here with a monkey who crashed a bus.
What? What are you talking about?
Yeah, he's a driving monkey.
He allowed his new friend to sit on the steering wheel as they continued driving.
This guy. He's like, monkey.
Now he wants to be up. It's going from up front. He wants to be on the wheel.
There's
okay.
A wild monkey walks out of the bus. The guy's like, hey, you gotta sit in the fucking back. And the monkey doesn't do anything. And the monkey climbs up on the seat. And he just lets him drive the fucking... This is the craziest shit I've ever heard in my life.
And in America, men drive buses. In India, dude. Monkeys drive buses.
I would pay $1 million to be on this bus. We hear this guy go, you gotta sit in the back.
Gotta sit in the fucking back.
Why was that? Is there like a strict monkey sit in the back rule? Or is that just his own personal thing?
This thing just fucking looks at him. Just
like, no.
What the fuck are you talking about?
It shook
about?
Its head and it sat in front. And then it's like, I'm coming on the wheel.
It's like, hey, buddy, I'm driving.
By the way, what if it just bit his face while driving? He would have crashed.
You think part of it was fear?
Just I would have like, been scared to death. Just even on the bus, I would be terrified to be locked in a confined space with a dangerous monkey.
Dude, this may be the greatest story I've ever heard in my life because it just so many moving pieces.
Oh, it's a lot going on. Who was the passenger? Why was he with a monkey? It doesn't even say.
I think the monkey may have just followed
him.
Did
the passenger sit in the back? Did he go to the back? He's like, I'll go to the back.
I'm going to go, but the monkey's just, he's going to do what he wants.
Yeah, he's strong-willed.
Good luck getting him back there, buddy.
The article says, in fairness to the driver, he does appear to have one hand in the wheel at all times, so he wasn't given full control.
You think the monkey kept slapping his hand off the wheel? Like, hey, buddy, come on.
It says in the video, the monkey seems to be paying attention. It's looking straight. This is the craziest. This is the last line. It could be the craziest. According to reports... The monkey eventually reached his destination and left the driver to carry on with his day. He got off. Where the fuck was it going?
He just opened the door and he goes, oh, yeah, it's my stop.
Well, it's been fun.
Take care. Rough day at work.
Thanks for letting me drive. Never done that before.
Dude, that is one of the greatest stories I've ever heard in my life. This, and then it just gets off. Stop, opens the door. He's like, peace.
See ya.
Peace, hey, brother.
Hope you don't get in trouble for this. Have a good one.
Oh, man.
He might be back. Sounds like he enjoyed the ride.
Dude, that monkey is a true blue beach pony for sure.
It's a true blue beach monkey.
It's a true blue beach monkey.
True blue bus driving monkey.
And kudos to that driver.
He doesn't care. He knows that he's a celebrity now.
Yeah. Dude, by the way.
He's driving the animal bus.
He'll get a job at any other bus company because they're like, oh, wait, you're the guy? Oh, we need you.
Might get a talk show.
His bus is going to be full every day.
With monkeys. Once the monkey tells the other monkeys that they can drive.
You think he's like, dude.
He's like, not only do we not have to sit in the back, we can drive with this fucking guy.
What if he showed up and there's like 50 monkeys
he's
at
like,
the
oh,
stop
shit.
The next day? Oh, my God. Dude, you think the other monkey's teaching the monkeys how to drive?
It could be.
Dude, this could be the beginning of the Planet of the Apes.
Yeah, it could be. You give them one, you give them an inch. Next thing you know, they're driving tanks.
Dude.
Flying planes.
Beginning of the end for humanity.
I hope this guy becomes a pilot as long as he gets on board.
On the plane?
Yeah.
Oh, there's a monkey on the plane. He wants to know if he can come in the cockpit. He can come in. He can fly.
Sure, why not?
Wow.
So there you go. His competition... We head to Valpo, Indiana.
Ooh.
USA Today, hometown story, a bus driver.
Very bizarre. For a town that small, there's a lot of weird stories that come out of there.
So a school bus driver, Joandrea McAteesh, 27.
I looked her up to see if I knew any relatives of hers. Looks like no.
She led three students, ages 11, 13, and 17, drive a school bus. 11's a little young. 13's okay. 17 may have had a license, probably not a Class D license.
Dude, I approve of this as well.
The incident was, of course, caught on video and posted to Twitter. She should have taken phones
dickhead
away.
Dickhead kids.
She should have taken. You give them the privilege. Maybe the kid who wasn't allowed to drive was like, "Oh, I'm narking out this whole operation."
Where did she drive? Some country road?
I don't know.
Why would she let three of them go? Well, you go for a while, then you got to go for this one.
Maybe her foot
was relatives?
Tired. I don't think so. According to the police statement, she let the children drive her bus as she dropped students off after school in Valparaiso, a small city about 50 miles southeast of Chicago. She's from Portage.
Yeah, it's a good area.
She was arrested after the Porter Township Schools Administration and the Porter County Sheriff's Office investigated a parent's complaint. Chief Deputy Jeff Biggs, old Biggs.
I knew some Biggs.
Biggses. Said in the news release that three students took turns driving a short distance in a rural area of Valparaiso.
It's rural.
Yeah. McAtee was arrested when she went to the bus barn to pick up her paycheck.
Dude, the bus barn is about four blocks from my house.
Is it a literal barn?
It's literally multiple barns.
They're horses?
It's like a fire station. You know, fire trucks? Yeah. And it's just a line of garages with all the school buses in there.
You walk
in. I'm literally down the street from my house.
She's facing charges of neglect of a dependent, a felony, and was fired by Porter Township and the bus service
provider.
She's
getting a felony?
Yeah. It says, quotes, Porter Township School Corporation is angered and disappointed in the actions of this driver. The safety of our students is a top priority.
Oh, my God, dude. You know, if this were like the 60s, it would be like, yeah, whatever. No harm, no foul. The driving monkey, I don't think what this lady did was wrong either. I mean, it's stupid, but still.
The Sheriff David Reynolds said the students and parents that immediately came forward with this information should be commended for doing exactly what we
they
teach.
They should be punished by the other students.
Which is see something, say something. That's this guy's big slogan. The monkey dominates the story, but who lets an 11, like what? How would it come up? It's like, hey, you guys want to drive? Who wants to drive? Raise your hand.
Stop bothering me. Fine. You can drive the fucking
all right.
bus. The guy's like, if he's driving, I'm driving.
Yeah, I'll tell.
Who wants to drive bus that bad either?
Why is a 17-year-old still on the bus is the question.
That's a good question, too.
Why isn't he either getting a ride with friends or taking a bicycle?
There's no way that the bus drivers I had when I was a kid were mean as fuck.
Yeah,
man.
They would. Yeah, mine were like aggressive, angry.
I'll never forget when I had that rubber. I had a green rubber ball that I brought to school. I think I told you this. And then on the bus ride home, it somehow fell out of my hand and it rolled in front of me. It disappeared. The next thing we know, we're driving and we just blow through a stop sign at an intersection. And then she pulls over and she goes, "Whose ball is this?" She goes, "It got stuck under my fucking brake pedal and I couldn't stop." And then my sister was sitting next to me. She goes, "Isn't that your ball?" And I go, "No, it's not my ball. I've never seen that ball in
She's
my life."
Like, now, to get revenge on you, one of you kids is going to have to drive the rest of the way home.
I'm too shaken. It must have been pretty scary, though, to have like a bus full of kids.
Oh, and
you're coming
can't.
Up to an intersection. There were cars there. And then you just blow through it because you can't stop. But I did miss that ball. It's a good ball. I got it in Germany.
She still has it.
Just hanging from a necklace
as a
reminder.
From the rearview mirror. It says
never forget.
It says never again on it. This is from Ola Tucson, who we met at the Skankfest.
Okay.
This is Daily Mail. Been a while since we've had a Daily Mail.
But it never disappoints.
So remember way back, not way back, but we did the story of the ghost fucker, the lady named Amethyst Realm?
Yeah.
So this is kind of like an update of what she's been up to.
Really?
So this is she. It says in the top, like, reminds you who she is. More than 11 years ago, she vowed to never have sex with men for ghosts.
For ghost cock.
Yeah, which a lot of women do.
Yeah, ghost cock is the best kind.
She's like, I'm sick of being men ghosting on me. I'm going to actual
I'm
ghosts.
Just going to it.
So she announced she's now in a pretty serious relationship.
You fucking dickhead! You fucking psycho!
She revealed she hopes there may be a way for the pair to start a family. A ghost baby.
Ghost semen?
Yeah.
Oh.
It's like slime or slime.
Dude, I wish.
Of course I fucked ghosts. Oh, yeah.
I get a ghost blowjob all
the
time.
Oh, yeah. Ghost of Amelia Earhart fucks like a champion.
Wait, what? Bush.
Yeah. O'Neal, I fucked a ghost. I had diarrhea after. Side effect. UK-based Amethyst Realm. UK is getting a lot of, last episode and this episode, is getting a lot of bad news,
guys,
in the UK.
You're turning into America.
We have the Guy Fieri party. You're not far behind. You're going to be getting those soon.
India, though, threw in a fucking...
a curveball.
It might be the story of the show. The
story of the year. She's a spiritual guidance counselor, probably at a local high school.
What, at a ghost high school?
Where are you going, Harvard? No, you're going to haunt Harvard or you're going to go to Yale?
Dude, what is this, a school that burned down like in 1800s and now she's the fucking guidance counselor?
Who's next?
And so where do you...
there's someone in the office.
Where do you see yourself in 5 years? Probably still dead.
Oh, that's
haunting
weird.
This fucking shithole.
You may want to move on to another building. She claims to have sexual encounters with 20 different ghostly lovers during the
real
past 11 years.
Ghost slut.
Past 11 years, 20 fucks. However, she recently met a special spectral figure during a trip to Australia. She was over abroad.
Whoa, so she's meeting from other countries.
Yeah, so she went to Australia.
Did she fly him back?
I don't know. She said, one day while I was walking through the bush, it doesn't say anything about her bush, enjoying nature, I suddenly felt this incredible energy. I knew a new lover had arrived, she said.
Oh, so she, you know what? She's a little cocky because she thinks all these ghosts want to fuck her.
Yeah, I guess they do. Are they gentlemen or are they like groping her?
Since the new lover showed up, must have been just sniffing that asshole right off the bat.
He's rubbing his ghost balls against her head.
He's a dead kangaroo.
They can like fly. They can be up on your, they can be face first India.
What about the other? What if you have a scorned ghost lover?
And then you're fucked.
He's always coming to your house.
What if he insists on being polyamorous with the former ex-wife who's dead?
This is getting juicy.
Said she can't see her ghostly lover, but she's able to communicate it with it and have sex. She's not 100% sure if it's male or not.
Whoa.
The connection between the two is real.
So she wants to have a baby with the one that she might not know is... Oh, is that the biggest issue? Hopefully he's a guy.
Might be a deal breaker.
Then I can have a kid.
It could be a deal breaker for him, I hope.
What if
these two kids can't make it, who can?
What if this lady had a ghost baby?
It'd be great. Comes out with a sheet over his head.
Bill Cosby delivers it. The sequel to Ghost Dad is Ghost Baby.
She said the ghost returned to the UK with her, and 6 months after they met, they're still going strong. She shared, she wants that baby.
Hey, wait, in Ghost Dad, when Bill Cosby gets hit by that bus?
I've never seen it.
Oh, you haven't?
It was being driven by a monkey.
Does it? I think a woman's crotch goes like right through his face.
Really?
Very telling. It might not be that, but I thought that was the movie. Yeah.
She's asleep. Don't tell her.
He's the one that was sleeping.
Ooh.
Role reversal.
Tip of the cap. She says it's pretty serious. In fact, we've even been thinking about a ghost baby. I know that sounds crazy, but I've been looking into it, and I don't think it's totally out of the question.
Yes, you fucking cunts. What are you talking about? Dude, what the fuck? How does this lady survive on a day-to-day basis?
She says she's got a theory.
Is she going to get it with that Mexican guy with the lips tattooed on his face that thought the fucking aliens were coming to get him?
Probably. He's probably her doctor.
He's like, oh, man, I saw aliens. Yeah, we can fucking have a ghost baby.
What's in your belly, man? How'd it get there?
That's a ghost baby? I don't want nothing to do with that shit, man.
I got to go, man. She said she believes that phantom pregnancies are actually ghost babies trapped in human bodies. She says some women can get impregnated by spirits, but because the human body and mind can't process it, pregnancy doesn't go to term.
Oh,
so you got to go in there with a good attitude.
Okay, it's your piss poor belief in the ghosts is making you miscarry.
Yeah, she said I'm sure there's a way around that. I just haven't worked it out yet. So good luck.
Wow, how do you plan on working that out?
I'd say a lot of, it's like a beautiful mind is going to be a formula on a wall.
Talk to all the voices in your head, see if you can square this out.
She said she's always been able to talk to ghosts, but the sexual encounters was like, it was crazy when it first happened.
This lady needs to get on that monkey bus, have it crash.
She said she first felt the presence in the home she had just moved into with her then fiance 10 years ago. That poor guy fucking dodged a bullet.
Yeah, that guy right now has a regular family. He's like, holy shit.
Yeah.
He's like, she had big tits.
I was close to having a ghost baby. Her,
and now, god damn it.
While her fiance was away, she decided to pursue things further with the ghost she met.
What a fucking cheating whore.
She dressed in a negligee to entice the ghost, who she says went on to have sex with. I think we said this before, but it's been a while.
Yeah, we went through this, yeah. No condom either.
She said she can't. She had an orgasm. One of the hosts said, "Did you have an orgasm?" She did. The ghost faked it.
The ghost like, "Oh yeah, this is. I'm blowing a huge load right now. Oh,
oh this feels so good.
Oh, so do you have any hot friends?"
Her fiance discovered she was cheating when the ghost showed his physical form to him. His dick.
He's probably. He's like, "By the way, hey, it's me. He's just a regular dude." Here's like, his wait, physical form.
It's Bill from down the street.
What if you watched and you just saw all you could see was this lady's titties being manipulated, but you couldn't see what was doing it? Just squeezing.
You're like, whoa. What you just see your ass is getting like, it's like, looks like, it's, you're like, holy
someone's
shit.
Someone's ramming into it, but he can't.
Jesus Christ. Is that, well, let me see.
Did you see the guy with the, that called the cops for some reason? He was high on crystal meth and there was a bunch of crystal meth on his counter.
Oh, he said cops, a ghost did it? Yeah, someone sent me that.
A ghost left it.
It's plausible.
Hey, man.
Was he fucking the ghost?
I think it was the first date and the crystal meth turned him off. They brought crystal meth out on a first date.
So here's what scientists think. They're like, it's easy to say that this woman's mentally ill.
Oh, well, wait. They say that this is true?
So they say, we need to avoid any kind of simplistic notion that anyone with this weird experiences is suffering from a mental illness. What is generally accepted is that hallucinatory experiences, much more common in the non-clinical, totally well-functioning part of the population than was once appreciated. Anyone can have hallucinations, particularly if you are stressed or sleep-deprived.
Yes, you can have hallucinations, but normal people know that they're hallucinations and it's not real. This lady's mentally ill because she believes it.
They say sleep paralysis is common. 20-40% of people say they experience it. And it's the state between sleep and wakefulness when you realize you can't move.
Yeah, you know it's bullshit.
One that's commonly reported with this is a sense of a presence that someone's with you. So they think maybe that could be happening. But she experiences this during when she's awake.
Dude, you know then when you wake up, what the fuck is she talking about? By the way, this scientist is an idiot too. Don't try to defend this lady.
The scientist is like, maybe she'll come around to humans and be into me.
Dude, I got crazy the other night from one of my sleep terrors. I grabbed Abby and like fucking like tossed her. It was like, who are you? Who are you?
Did she want her papers?
No, she was like, I was worried. I was a little worried. And then I don't remember. And then I remember waking up not knowing where the fuck I was, thinking I was in some other location and I didn't have my pants on because it was hot and I went to sleep naked. And I thought somebody, and I was thought I have to go outside now completely Jesus. Naked.
You could have been outside.
And she's like, dude, not only that, but you fucking grabbed me by the shoulder asleep on my side. You started shaking me and you're like, who are you? Who are you?
Good news is you're getting married. So probably going to get better.
I could be fucking ghost soon.
Yeah, that's true. This is from a Hieronymus. It was the last one. Hieronymus is...
this guy's on fire.
What's happened to Whitebread, by the way? I haven't heard from him in a long time. I hope he's okay.
You never know. But look at it. It's like Tracy Burgess.
He said he just wanted other people to get a shock.
He goes off the grid sometimes. People go off the grid, man.
Yeah, it happens.
Sometimes you're real into something, then you get a little less into it, then you come back.
This is back-to-back Daily Mail. It's a Japanese company. The Japanese always think of everything. They're using the armpits of attractive women to sell advertising space. Armpit advertising. Japanese are ahead of the game, man.
How? Are they always raising their hand?
I think so. It's called the Wakino Ad Company. Waki, meaning armpit in Japanese, have found the hottest, if not most bizarre, advertising.
They said hottest?
Yeah.
As in, like, sexy, or as in, like, this is the trend now?
That's I don't
like,
know.
Why, do Japanese men love armpits?
I don't know if it says that. Prices for 1 hour's worth of exposure. A color armpit ad measuring just a few inches start around, say, 68 pounds.
You get 68 pounds?
It says 10,000 something, but then next
10,000 yang, yeah. Whatever.
Here you go. Here's some ads.
What the fuck is the stupidest shit I've ever
just
seen?
Just a sticker on a woman's armpit.
That costs you 68 pounds? Where does she stand?
They go on a subway holding the thing and your pits are up.
It's good. Or she's constantly making truck drivers honk their horn.
We need to get a Danish and O'Neill armpit advertisement sticker.
Yeah, it's $68 or 68 pounds a fucking hour.
They'll give it to us.
We'll do it ourselves. Only ours will be just clumped with hair and stuff.
I'm going to put one over my butthole.
That could actually be all right. Wow, the Japanese really, I think we jumped the shark on advertising. Tattoos on the forehead were one thing, but this shit is, I wouldn't look at it.
Well, Kino is currently recruiting for models, men and women, as well as accepting applications on the National Waki Beauty Contest, which will determine who has the best-looking armpits in Japan.
John Little.
Yeah. That's, I'm leasing my armpits.
That has John Little written over it.
I've been told my whole life, beautiful pits.
He's like, they're like, you're so exotic, Johnny.
They're white. They're pale.
He's like, I love it.
They smell like diarrhea.
He just walks around in a tank top.
Shirtless.
He does both pits.
He could be selling his nips.
This guy could be making like $130 an hour selling both pits.
And we got a new job for him. Contestants are asked to provide links to their social media pages to be used as another platform to promote business. They're like, oh, not enough followers. Beautiful pits, but your followers are down.
But maybe this would get his followers up.
It could.
They're like, who's the giant white man with the beautiful pits and the advertisements? I must know more.
John Little is John Big in Japan. The company's owned by a beauty firm called Liberta, which also markets cream to improve the appearance of your pits. People are very focused on the pits.
Real niche market there.
Yeah.
Who's worried about their pits? Other than stinking, are you going to do with them?
2013, the thighs of girls were used to promote Green Day's album, strategy involving the band and PR company Absolute Territory.
100% on board with that. Thighs, great. I'll look at thighs all day.
Yeah, pits aren't great.
Who gives a fuck about pits?
Campaign used girls aged 18 and over, if you're out there trying to narc on Green Day, to display the record sleeve image and the gap between a woman's knee, socks, and the hem of their miniskirts.
Oh, dude, yeah. That's fucking great.
But yeah, I'm not behind the pit.
I think the pit's gonna come and go.
I think it could be big. Who knows? Maybe the pit is huge in Japan. How'd I
make my millions? Yeah, I was at the beginning of the armpit advertising craze. I'm an armpit advertising mogul.
He could be.
They get $10,000 an hour for these pits.
Let's stay in Japan. This is sent to me by Barb a while ago. So there's apparently this dude, he's 82.
Good age.
He wanted to be alone. He just wanted to go off the grid.
He had a family and stuff?
I don't know. It doesn't say, but he moved to a remote island by himself. He lived on a remote island for almost 30 years. Most of his time naked. He's having a good time.
Yeah. This guy didn't lose his mind?
They took him from his home. Due to health concerns.
Come on.
Leave the guy there.
Let him die.
He wants to die naked on the island.
What, are you going
to
prolong his life a year?
Who cares?
A year of living hell?
Let him live on the island.
Why can't people die the way they want to fucking die?
How did they even know he was sick? Who ratted him out?
Like, oh, have you seen the
Must
guy?
Must have been a kid who wanted something.
Seen that naked dude on the island that's always coughing up blood?
He's sick.
He's been eating Doritos, those spicy Doritos.
Masafumi Nagasaki.
Or what? No, Cheetos?
I think it's any spicy artificial food, but Cheetos. Masafumi Nagasaki had lived in Sotobanari.
Is his last name Nagasaki? For real?
It is.
It's fucking tight.
In a chain of islands near Taiwan since 89. And despite his lack of attire, he led a strict daily regimen, according to this source. His morning routine included exercises, followed by several hours of beach cleaning with a pair of white gloves and a rake.
Beach cleaning?
Yeah, this guy
was cleaning the fucking beach up?
This guy's fucking jacked. Is this him?
Is he? 82 years old?
I don't know how old he is there, but he's like fucking insanely.
Yeah.
Looks like he doesn't eat a lot.
Living by yourself, you look like that at 82. I'll take it.
He said, a filmmaker who made a recent video about the island where he lived said, I've never seen a beach as clean as his, not even the most luxurious island resorts.
Wow. Dude, you must have been jerking it nonstop.
Just into the sand and raking it.
No human contact, and you're alone naked on a beach.
I'm assuming he talks to himself.
Dude, this guy's talking to himself, playing with himself, fingering himself. This guy's doing everything.
He left a job on the main island to pursue his solitary life.
Yeah, I could see that.
The filmmaker said that the hermit was removed in April because at least one person saw him on the island and it seems like he was weak. Let the guy go! He wants it. Cunts. This is what he wants to do, man.
Let him die out there. Who are you to intervene in somebody's life like this?
This is what the guy wanted.
Dude, why do we do this?
Let him be a true blue Japanese beach pony.
Yeah, this guy's the truest.
Let him go out the way he wants. He'd probably wait out there and just go under.
He's changed his name to Trooper.
He should be out. Yeah, he is a trooper. Like
I don't get
horse.
It, man. I just don't get it. Why can't you let a guy die the way he wants to fucking die? Now you're going to bring him in. This guy hasn't been socialized in 30 years.
He's going to be like, let me die. I want to leave here. I want to go rake my island and die in peace.
What are these clothes? They burn and itch.
Yeah, he's going to hate it.
I want nakedness.
You're going to put him in a nursing home? He's going to hate that.
Oh, hey, that guy over there looks weak. You know what we ought to do? Put him in a fucking room. Nursing home.
You know why he moved here? To get away from people like that who are going to rat him out for stupid shit.
He should kill himself. Harry Carey, dude. Just fucking sword himself.
The move came despite Nagasaki's intention to stay there until he passed away. He said, I've already told my family I will die here.
He had a family too?
Says in the video. My wish is to die here without bothering anyone. I want to be killed by a typhoon so nobody can try to save me.
Yeah.
This guy wants to go
this
out.
This guy's old school. I like this guy's fucking
and
style.
Some fucking meddling idiot. Had to ruin it. Had to blow it.
He can't take care of himself.
You blew.
We gotta do something.
The filmmaker said the people who saw Nagasaki called the cops and they took him back to civilization and that's it. He couldn't even fight back because he was weak.
Is this his own island? I don't understand. Like,
I don't know. They won't allow him to return.
I would have fought him.
Nagasaki's now living in government housing on a nearby island. What a bad end. What a bad end to this guy's unbelievable plan.
Do you imagine, too, you're year 30 in deep. You're like, oh, yeah, nothing's going to happen here. I got the next 5 years, and I'm dead. I'm good to go.
He's just waiting for that
now
typhoon.
He's in government fucking housing.
According to the filmmaker, he says his health is okay. He was probably only sick or had the flu, but they won't allow him to go back. He can't go there. It's over. Someone break this guy out and take him back to where he
throw
belongs.
Throw him out during a typhoon.
Yeah.
And just let him be like, stand on that beach.
He would love it.
Dude, this guy's going to go out like Swayze in Point Break. Remember when that fucking storm comes in? He takes that wave and he dies?
Yeah.
That's what this guy wants to do.
And he would
love
it.
He wants to Swayze his way out of here.
It's reported that he spent the first few years on the island clothed, but a typhoon...
ripped his clothes off.
Swept through and destroyed his belongings. He realized that wearing clothes here was completely out of place.
This guy got...
He wanted to go naked.
This guy got raped by a tsunami.
He was
ill-prepared,
and he wants the typhoon to kill him. He loves it and hates it.
Wow.
Walking around naked doesn't really fit in with normal society, but here on the island, it feels right. It's like a uniform, he said.
Or lack thereof.
It said he did. He would put clothes on for weekly trips to another island to get supplies every now and then.
Okay, so we'd go there.
And so apparently now this guy has to spend the rest of his life in a shitty government housing.
Dude, if your quality of life sucks and you had it decent, I'd shave a few years. Why are you allowed to take years off your life by like boozing it up and drinking and all this shit, but you can't just do it a natural way? So, and who's to say that it would even cost him? I bet he dies sooner in government housing.
Because he'll be depressed.
Yeah. He'll probably kill himself.
I don't get why he's not allowed to do this. Against the law?
We always think we know what's best for people. Let him fucking do what they want.
Let him die.
As long as he's not committing a crime, let him die. Typhoon death. Typhoon death. I'm living in government housing with this old Japanese man who walks around naked.
Mom, can you get the name of his island? I want to rake it.
You're not good at raking. You never did the leaves.
Yeah, but it's different. Sand. Sand's relaxing. I'm getting into zen.
I promise, if you take me out there, I'll rake it.
That's what you said about the dog. If we got your dog, you're gonna feed it. Instead, Steven killed it. For the fire.
Hey, you gonna see WrestleMania out there, Brandon?
Remember what you did with your cat? You let Steven throw it in the fire, huh?
Well,
dude, it's coming back. It's gonna be unbelievable.
Oh, I can't wait to see what Dassey's got to say for himself.
Information.
He's going to talk wrestling? I mean, what's he up to?
Dude.
What's he doing in there?
Just give me more Dass.
More to talk about his video game programming? I mean, I need Dassey all the time. I want 90% Dassey, 10% Avery.
Yeah, fuck Avery.
Avery's soft-spoken, and I think Avery, if they both had something to do with it, was the ringmaster.
Yeah.
The Dass man is just the smartest guy in town. He was talked into doing something.
Well, I wouldn't say that in front of his mother.
You're a smart boy, Brandon. You got your GED. Better than me.
It's a what? What? I didn't wear a robe.
Yeah, Yeah, you can't wear the cap and gown in there.
Yeah, it's a GED. You blew it, Brandon. You're not going to get the cap and gown.
Remember the wrestler Lanny Poffo? He wore the cap and gown. He was the genius. He was Randy Macho Man Savage's brother in real life.
I know it.
Remember Mr. Harvard?
Yeah. Now he does the concussion stuff. Chris Nowitzki.
He must have been really smart.
Probably. Who knows? Maybe he got a sports scholarship.
Do you think he's as smart as me?
I'm thinking about adopting a son, Brandon. Name him Brandon. Brandon, when I say that you're smart, I'm just trying to make you feel better. You're really stupid. I know you're not getting out, so I can say it and be honest. Mr. Harvard's way fucking smarter than you are. He went to Harvard, goddammit.
Now that I'm on TV, women are proposing to me on Twitter.
Hey, Brandon, I got some more letters from women proposing to you.
I just want the girl who called me fat.
Yeah, she saw you lately. She saw you on Netflix. You ain't getting any thinner. What, do they have buffets in there?
Dude, he needs to get married. I would love if he hooked up with a chick while he was in there.
Imagine if one of this new season is he gets married.
Oh, dude, I was watching this prison show where this guy goes and lives in these shithole prisons for a week.
Ugh.
And there was this one in Honduras. And this fucking guy has... The women can stay, your wife or girlfriend can stay the night in your cell with you with like five other guys.
Jesus.
And this guy has three kids and he's never, the lady met him while she was visiting a family member in prison and they hooked up. They've been together for like 20 years, but he's never seen her while he was free. His three fucking kids.
Some of those South American prisons are like villages.
You
can walk around and they say they're like insane.
The head inmate there, they give him a baton, and he and his goons, like police, because they're like, we can't do it. We don't have enough guns or fucking people.
What if you bring your lady in there, and all the guys in the cell want to pork her? What do you do?
Then they all pork her. That's what happens.
What the fuck?
Dude, they lock you in at night. This is such a fire hazard. There's like six different guys in this room, and there's a small kitchenette and a toilet and all these fucking like bunk beds, and then they just lock you down with like a padlock. If there was a fire, there's only like two guys running the whole thing. They would have to go around individually, unlock your cells, and there's like 50 cells. They would all burn to death.
You gotta truly love your spouse to be like, I'm gonna be locked in with a group of criminals.
Horny dudes.
Yeah.
Super fucking horny.
You better hope
horny.
That he's like in a gay unit and all gay guys.
Oh.
But even then, they'd probably try to ravage your ass.
They're all jerking it while you're fucking in there.
Oh, they're all watching, talking.
The guy's like
smelling.
The lady's like,
walking up to you, touching you, like, get away from me.
The lady's like, it's very embarrassing to have sex in there because everyone can see you. She had three fucking kids.
She has to go do the after sex pee so she can get the UTI. They're all watching. Guy pulls out, jizzes on one of his fellow inmates.
God damn.
But I would do it.
The guy's like, is your wife coming this weekend?
What's your schedule like?
Yeah. You guys going to fuck tonight or what?
I've never been married, so I would love to bring my wife here, but I can't. So.
Oh, man.
Let's do this one quick, and then we'll get out of here. This is from Grant.
Oh, yeah.
So a dude, Eric Stagno of Massachusetts.
The old stag man.
The stag master. He got arrested at a gym, and he's crossing the border to go to the gym in Plaistow, New Hampshire. A friend of mine bought a go-kart there when I was a kid.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
He went over the border to New Hampshire, the freest state in the country?
To go to the gym. And this article does not strike me that it's a completely free state. So he was arrested he walked into the Planet Fitness. He was caught naked in the Planet Fitness.
Okay.
And when he was arrested, he said he thought he'd get away with it because the gym considers itself, in quotes, a judgment-free zone. He used their slogan against him.
I love this. Found the loophole.
He's like, hey, man, you say it's judgment-free. I feel like I'm being judged.
Do you think that this guy did it as a gag or this guy was just seriously mental?
I think he's nuts.
Why are you guys judging me?
Hey,
read the sign.
Arrest? That sounds like judgment.
I don't think you guys. Literally, did you read the sign?
Live free or die. You think there's a reason I don't do this in Massachusetts? I come over the border. Plaistow Captain Brett Morgan said the cops were dispatched to the Planet Fitness after receiving a call from witnesses that summarily said the guy walked in, stripped down right in front, left the clothes and belongings at the front desk. Hold my wallet. I'll be back.
It's like, sir, there's lockers. I'm going to do it right out here.
Who needs them?
Hey, don't judge me. I don't like lockers.
He walked back and forth across the gym a couple times and then settled in over at the yoga mats.
Oh, yoga mats.
The police captain added that Stagno was in a yoga-type pose when they arrived. His balls sticking to the mat. His
hairy butthole just hanging out. Oh, dude, what?
Stagno said in quotes he thought it was a judgment-free zone, apparently referencing the slogan. Jim Goers reported feeling, in quotes, sick, in quotes, unsafe, and in quotes, disgusted by the actions.
Dude, that's extremely judgy.
A lot of judgment. It doesn't even sound like he was doing anything. He was just sitting in a post. How are you unsafe? How are you sick? You're sick over here? What, are you puking?
We don't know what he looked like.
That's true.
He could have had, like, wadded up toilet paper stuff sticking out of his ass.
He got taken in into custody without incident, charged with indecent exposure, lewdness, and disorderly conduct. It's a lot of judgment. He was released on $1,000 bail.
Man, he really got the book thrown at him.
Here he is.
What's he?
There's like? The stag.
Oh, I would be scared if that guy came in fully clothed. That guy looks like he worships the devil. What the fuck?
Yeah, he's got like a long.
That guy is a scary looking dude.
Long hair. Looks kind of like Manson a little bit.
Yeah, he does. He's like Manson's grandson.
Fucking judgment-free zone, this fucking idiot.
But dude, I appreciate his train of thought and where he was going with it. His heart was in the right place.
You know who we should work out with? The hermit in Japan.
Yeah. Go get rake him out, his island.
Get him out, and you say, I'll take care of him. Yeah. I just want a judgment-free zone where I can be naked.
Just want to do yoga.
I just want my dick to blow in the breeze. I
just want to put my pants up here on the counter.
Who cares if a typhoon blows me, fucking drowns me, kills me? I'll go out with my best friend, this old man.
Dude.
Nagasaki.
I would love to watch him standing on the beach while a typhoon goes with his little wiener just flapping in the air.
You know he's
going
to have...
flapping around.
He's going to have his arms out.
Yeah.
Just like, finally, it's here. I've waited 82 years for this.
This guy needs to go to the Japanese island. There's no judgment for real on that island.
And lots of rakes.
Yeah.
Isn't there like a thing? Don't they claim that raking sand is like very therapeutic?
They do it a lot in the rock gardens and a lot of their stuff. Hey, maybe this guy that old man could get a job at a long jump pit.
That's true.
There's a lot of raking going on
there.
Quick
raker. How do you think
or
he has
golf
money?
Course.
You think he just...
The old man?
He just have cash?
Maybe he bought the island? Maybe he had savings?
Where does he keep the cash? Buried under like a rock?
He puts it between his butt cheeks.
He has a fanny pack on, that's it?
Do you think that he was allowed to live there? Is this government-owned island? A lot of questions here.
Yeah, it's a little more questions than answers, but apparently he's not allowed to live there anymore. Judgment-free zone, it is not anymore.
Wow. Well,
imagine telling you feel good about yourself. You didn't save somebody. You ruined his life.
Yeah, he wanted to be there.
You ruined his lifelong dream to die.
Those people, I hope that they get fucking locked away when they're old. Hope their kids turn on them. Go, oh, you look a little sick. Let's put you in some government housing.
And they just go on island to island. Let me see if we can find anyone.
Dude,
it's
probably
report.
Some real estate developer who was like, we need this island. We can put it into the resort. And they're like, but the old man, we got to get him off of there. Oh, you know what? He looks a little ill.
They food poisoned him.
I hope this guy gets revenge on those people.
What if his life, he's like, it's like a revenge movie. He kills everyone who was involved.
Seagal. Oh, we got to talk Seagal. We didn't talk Seagal walking out of that interview.
And he has a new movie, Attrition. That's why he was doing the, it's on some like weird website exclusively.
No, shut up. It's not even like getting like video on demand.
I'll tell you what it's on. No.
Wow. Dude, he is falling now to just straight web movies. He's doing YouTube productions.
Oh, go on to this website.
When he walked out on that lady, I was like, you fucking...
If you didn't see it, British... Was she British, right?
Yeah,
BBC. Interviewing Seagal, and she's like, well, Steven, what do you think of these sexual harassment and rape allegations? And he like, you'd hear him rustling around the mic, and someone's like, take the mic off.
Rips the earpiece off.
And he stands
pissed.
Up.
All he could have said was, I didn't do it. Instead, he's like, those women.
He won't even answer.
I wanted the punani.
Attrition is now available in the U.S., Attrition, U.K., Canada, and Australia, exclusively on 365 Flicks. I don't know what that is.
Sounds like they have Flicks every day of the year.
365flicks.com for Steve's movie.
Wow, how the mighty have fallen.
Is this a clip of it?
What's the budget on this? 20
Here's
bucks?
A clip. Looks like your standard Seagal fare.
Okay, yeah.
Wow, so he's far, got he's some... not... Oh, there he is.
They speed his action up now.
Also, this trailer is in like hyper mode.
So there you go. I have no clue what that movie's about.
Wow. So he is finally...
He has like 40 retweets in a row that are all about going to this website. He's obviously getting paid to promote the website. But who even... they're going after Russian viewers, I would assume.
Yeah. It's like, you know, Bellator signed that deal with Danzig or Dzig? Dzing or whatever?
Who?
You know, Bellator signed a deal with like a huge international...
Oh, Dazen?
Dazen? Yeah. Terrible name. I don't know what the fuck they were thinking, but... they can get sports all over the world.
By the way, I saw this. This is from Seagal's account. It's on Twitter. It says, from Steven Seagal, which, okay.
As opposed to all the other stuff on Steven Seagal's account,
which I guess
from
it
him.
Must not be. So then he says, dear friends, have you seen my new film, Attrition, yet? It's exclusively on 365flix.com. Here is the trailer. I hope you like it. Many blessings, Steven.
Dude, you got to give him, I got to give him credit that he will promote. If you were in that movie and you watched the movie, and it's so bad, you wouldn't even... You'd be like, by the way, no, that's not me in that movie. Like, you wouldn't even bring it up.
No, he is the ultimate confidence.
You would never bring it up. It's crazy.
Here's... he said, I've recorded this message in Tokyo today. Recorded, by the way, is him tweeting. To ask for support for my new film, Attrition, which I think is the best I've done in 20 years. Watch it now on 365flix.com, where you can also meet me on live chat. Many blessings, Steven. We got to meet him. We got to get on this chat.
Can we get on the live chat? How do we do this?
And be like, you're a rapist. And
can we show our dicks? Oh, I like what I see here.
Here's another one. Official message from Steven Seagal. Unlike that other one, this one's official.
Does he ever do an AMA?
He did once. Remember, and it backfired horribly.
God damn it.
He said, we were honored to be invited to the Venice Film Festival. The photo was taken right before our press conference. Many blessings.
Wait, Steve, he was invited to be part?
Steve and his wife.
Attrition?
Steve and his Asian wife.
Jesus Christ.
He's dressed like a fucking cook at a Benihana.
Man. He's not even that. He's like the greeter. God, he's like a guy who seats you at Benihana.
I hate his round glasses infuriate me. His John Lennon fucking glasses. Oh, look at this.
He's wearing black kimonos only now.
First International Budo Festival, the Moscow Keto Wing Chun.
Wow.
Seventh, you can come see Seagal and his gig.
He's the seventh Dan?
Yeah. I'm the seventh Steven, first Dan.
What changed it to
some
Steven?
That's some humor.
Dude, so the kimonos weren't slimming enough now. Now he just wears straight black kimonos. Only.
Yeah, he thinks black. He doesn't wear any no horizontal stripes.
Before he was still fat enough, but not too fat, where the kimono was like a flowing garment that would hide it. But now he's just like, I got to go black. Next thing you know, he's going to go vertical lines on it.
Here's what Steve said. I am deeply humbled and honored. He spells honored now though, by it now as H-O-N-O-U-R-E-D, now that he's an international man of Russia, to have been appointed as a special representative of the Russian Foreign Ministry in charge of Russian and American humanitarian ties. Hope we can strive for peace, harmony, and positive results in the world. I take this honor very seriously, and I like to rape.
Dude, Putin's a genius. He's like, hey, Khabib, that's fucking great, dude. You did that. Hey, Steven.
By the way, very damning for this actor, the Aquaman guy.
Shut the fuck up,
says,
Jason
Momoa.
Momoa?
He says, with my good friend and amazing actor, Jason Momoa, at London Film and Comic Con.
Good friend?
Check out Aquaman. It's fantastic. This guy should be investigated.
By the way, I don't even think... Aquaman isn't... How can Seagal have seen Aquaman? I don't think it's done yet.
This man should be investigated.
You know who he's married to?
Who, Seagal?
He's married to Denise.
Huxtable?
Huxtable.
Really?
Yeah. That's, what's her name? Used to be Lenny Kravitz's wife?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's his wife.
Bernay.
She's like 15 years older than him.
I almost said John Bernay, but it's obviously...
Yeah. Her. Cosby there.
Yeah, so... damning for that man.
Yeah. If you see Seagal, that guy... should beat the shit out of him.
Yeah,
that's very damning.
That could just be a photo that they took and Seagal's running with it, but who knows?
Oh, my best friend. He and I have been friends for over 47 years, even despite the fact that he's only 36 years old.
Big announcement, The Way of the Shadow Wolves, a novel co-written by Steven Seagal and Tom Morrissey. Well, I wrote a book.
Okay,
I use a pen name.
It's not just that, okay?
Way of the Wolf.
You're also a rapist.
Mitzi was a wolf.
Mitzi said that you're the best rapist she's ever seen.
Is in the top 20 spots on over 10 Native American genres on Amazon.
God, he never ceases to amaze me with his lies.
The latest being the 20,000 book Native American fiction. What does that mean?
And it's sitting number 15.
Out of 20,000?
On Native American fiction.
Well, dude,
what a lie.
Native American
You can't even prove that, though.
I know, that's why he made it. He makes up the greatest lies because they're like, how would I even investigate that? How would you investigate that claim? You have no way. You have no idea what he's talking about.
What a fucking douche.
He sold 10 copies of that shit. Oh, here's you know, maybe we should start doing the podcast. I am the currently the number one
here's
podcast.
The trailer.
Dude, we're the number one Native American podcast out there.
It's called this Fighting Man with a Javelin Stick. Is that his wife?
Probably.
It might be.
I feel bad for
there
her.
There he is with his beefy dyed goatee.
And now she's running.
He's not going to run.
Yeah, you got to do the hand, the scissors.
This moves so fast. Can't even.
Yeah, dude, because he can't move at all. Now the guy's punching. What was he punching?
So y'all's not even in this trailer, really.
I don't think that he does much these days.
Where is he? He's been in it once. Is that Mel Gibson? Is that Mark Wahlberg?
No, there he is. He's sitting at a table where he should be. Is he going to do all his stuff?
He's
wearing a hat. You know what he looks like? He looks like fucking Marlon Brando.
He's fighting in a fedora and an oversized leather jacket in the rain.
He looks like Marlon Brando in The Island of Dr. Moreau when he's wearing that hat.
You look like you just threw a chi ball at a man.
He could have. He might have thrown a spicy Cheeto.
He should do the soundtrack for these movies, too.
Oh, you mean Mojo Priest?
He looks so slow.
Oh, they're doing like a dance number.
Oh, look at that, dude. Those are furious chops.
And now he only punches directly at the camera so that he can block
That's attrition.
Any shitty fucking moves he has.
That's attrition for you. He shared a trailer for his book. How is there a trailer for a book?
I don't know.
He's dude, just...
Well, he's a treasure. He's a national treasure.
He's friends with a woman who's the current ISKA welterweight champion of the world.
I want to see Khabib.
Friends with Seagal?
Beat his ass.
Or attack Seagal?
Khabib.
He could kill Seagal.
All right, let's get out of here.
All right, everybody.
Dude, I have a fucking stress fracture in my right shin, in my tibia.
From fighting?
And my shin's been hurting for a long time, and then they told me, yeah, dude, you better not fucking do anything. He's like, you have a fucking fracture in there.
And Seagal's family and his youngest grandchild. I think that guy's his son.
That guy looks older than Seagal.
I don't think. Well, Seagal dies his hair.
If I were Seagal's son, I would not claim that Seagal was my father.
I would assume that's his son, right?
Might just be, this is the great Jim Henson. He looks like Jim Henson, that guy.
Maybe it is.
Before he died.
All right, everybody. Thanks for listening. If you're on a bus in India, watch out for the monkeys.
No, look for the monkey bus.
Hey, we're the monkeys. People say we like to drive buses.
But we're too busy singing.
To sit in the back of the bus.
All right.
Thing hates the back.
We'll see you around town.
Yeah, happy birthday, Jax. Happy birthday, Jackson.
And that was Germ. Greatest open micer of the Comedy Store. Hey, guys. Let's make a pact.
Danish O'Neill. Danish and O'Neill. Your empty hearts, they will steal. Danish and O'Neill. If you've been to the Minute Clinic, but you still ain't healed.
Touch my dick. Jim, come on, now you did grab my stuff and you